On the phone line right now, Dr. Jason Johnson, political science professor at Hiram College in Ohio, political analyst and public speaker and politics editor for The Source magazine. It's always great to have him on. And, of course, Dr. Jason, man, everybody's talking about the NFL regulating the N-word. Do you think it'll work?
I think it's horrible. I think it is a solution looking for a non-existent problem. I completely disagree with this. I wrote about this in the New York Daily News. I mean, you know, this is not an epidemic. It's not some huge problem we've been hearing on the field. And the idea that you're going to somehow take the N-word, which is associated with, you know, 400 years of slavery and government-sponsored abuse, and say, well, we can make that better with a 15-yard penalty is ridiculous. I really think this is a huge mistake on the part of the NFL.
So do you really think that, you know, like the consequences for using the word is laughable?
Yeah. I mean, again, it's like, so a late hit on Peyton Manning is the same thing as using the N-word? That's ridiculous.
Crazy.
Go ahead.
And so, you know, of all the other things that are wrong with the NFL, the fact that every single time they operate like a cabal and keep black owners out, the fact that, you know, black coaches have to fight and scream and scrape in order to get jobs, these are larger racial issues, not whether or not somebody uses foul language, because there's already rules on the books to take care of that when it happens on the field and in the locker room.
So why are they doing it? Like, it has to offend somebody on the field somewhere for them to do it, right?
No. See, you know what this is really about? This is about a bunch of old dudes on the Fritz Kohler committee who want to play the Bill Cosby soul to the young generation.
Oh wow.
So you think it's just a big a pander move?
Yeah. It's that older generation who are so sick and tired of young people and how comfortable they are with the N-word, so we're going to get them. We're going to make this a penalty now. And that's where this is coming from, because it wasn't a huge problem beforehand.
Was it the Jonathan Martin incognito situation that really brought it to the forefront?
No, I think it was the referee. I think it was Ray Williams, and there was Trent Williams last year.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's the excuse that they're using. But I think this was driven by an overall attitude. I mean, you've heard a lot of different civil rights leaders try to bury the N-word, get rid of the N-word. And, you know, to me, it's just another excuse to sort of penalize black bodies. It doesn't make any sense. You know, what happened with Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito, that was bad management. I mean, those guys were terrible. It didn't even matter if the N-word was used. They were using other racial slurs.
Right. Let me ask you, what is your position on the N-word, Dr. Jason? I mean, is it a word that you're opposed to, hearing it utilized by the youth today?
No. I mean, look, I believe in the profane and the profound, okay? I used the N-word as comfortably as anybody else with my close friends, okay?
I don't believe it. I can't see it. I guess. Really?
I mean, you know, we may use it ironically, we may use it humorously, but the fact of the matter is, it's just language. And like any other word, it's who's using it. There's names I may use to describe family members that we only have within the family.
Right.
And the N-word falls into the same category. And I think all these discussions about it are this sort of inherent fear in the black community of, we can't let the white folks hear our secrets. I could care less. We should be able to say what we want.
Gotcha. Let's go to the phone lines here. Good morning. You're on with Dr. Jason Johnson. Your comment, please.
I just wanted to say I played football for a while, and the N-word is not that bad. I agree with Dr. Johnson, because people say stuff in the NFL all the time on the football field. It's words being used, not on the football field. It's just words.
Yeah, you're going to have to get rid of B. You know, they be calling each other bitches all the time. You know,
right.
I mean, it sometimes it's to get a psychological edge. You know, my big thing, and I've taken some criticism on this show for it. I've always said that we have to stop owning that word and giving it so much power, because we're never going to get over it. And yes, we realize, you know, the historical ramifications from the utilization of that word by our white counterparts. But at some point, it's not a matter of just getting over it or anything like that. Let's not own it, because that's why it keeps it so painful for people.
It's true, and yet at the same time, I think that, you know, it's sort of inside versus outside voice, and that's what's important. Because, you know, to me, what people want to say within their own community, you know, is just that. It's within their own communities. In this sort of larger discussion, which is, well, can white people say it, or do rappers use it, or any of those other things, I think that misses the point. The fact of the matter is that as long as two people understand the context in which the word is being used, it's fine. And you never should use foul language in the workplace in general. And that's the thing about the NFL. I mean, just like you said, if we want to get rid of the B word, if we want to get rid of the sexist, you know, misogynistic language that happens in the NFL, good luck with that. You know, but these players know certainly that they can't use some of those terms when they're being interviewed by a woman reporter at ESPN. Right. So, again, this is a rule that's already been taken care of by existing laws. It's just a way to slam the hands of black players yet again.
Well, Ilshark was just, I didn't know you were going to say that, but he says it's a penalty in my job. Why shouldn't it be for theirs? And it's worse than 15 yards. The one with the rose says they absolutely agree with you.
You're on with Dr. Jason Johnson. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Your comment, please.
I just want to get this straight. So instead of taking a stance on gay players and gay rights within the NFL, they go and take a word that's been used for 400-plus years and make that the issue. I think there's bigger issues here that the NFL should focus on. And this is so minute, and it's not even an issue. I think they should. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, because you know, like I said before, I don't see white players dropping the N-bomb. I mean, like, I think this was with Richie Incognito, I think this just was something between guys that they thought were friends, that they crossed those boundaries with each other.
Right, problem because they're supposedly friends. But my thing is, we're talking about two different words here.
Right.
And I think we know the meaning of
the
one.
The E-R and the G-A.
Exactly.
Riley Cooper. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It got to a tremendous amount of trouble for what he said, and everybody knows the difference. And I also think, again, it's like any other word. You got to know the culture that you're dealing with, because you have some players, and I think this is ignorant beyond belief, but you have some players on the Miami Dolphins who are like, they consider Richie Incognito to be an unofficial black man. I don't know what the heck that means. But, you know, when you have that kind of pervasive ignorance, that's why people on the Fritz Pollard Committee were like, well, we're trying to combat that by just taking the word away.
But
completely.
That's the problem with the Richie Incognito situation. They gave him permission.
Exactly.
And that's why Richie Incognito was just blown away by this whole thing.
What did I do?
He got caught up thinking it was okay with everybody.
Exactly.
Robbie says if they're going to police the N-word, what are they going to do with the words like cracker and honky? But I don't think that offends white people. I don't think white people care about cracker or honky. It's nothing like the N-word.
Right. I mean, unless you're Eminem and you've walked across 8 Mile, I know very few white people in general who are completely, you know, thrown into a rage if somebody calls them a cracker.
Hey, you honky!
You honky! They don't even know it. A lot of them don't even know the word honky.
My horn's not working. Oh, yeah, can't honk. Sorry. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Lost you. Call me back. Good morning. You're on with Dr. Jason Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning. I agree with the doctor. I don't use the word personally. However, I think that the NFL is going to open up a Pandora's box, because if you're going to make this a penalty, if you use an N-word, there's a lot of other words that you have to do it for, too.
Yeah, and I think it's just more work than what they're expecting. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But can you imagine the instant replay that they're going to have to engage in?
It'll just time out. Our penalty. Number 57. Call number 62. A moon cricket. 15 yards.
I love it, though. I can't wait to hear the replay. Yeah. I want to hear exactly how he said it.
I mean, but what are they going to do? Are they going to give it a number or whatever? Usage of foul language. Come on. That's what they do in sports. If you could have had a microphone on Larry Bird or Michael Jordan.
Anybody.
Wow.
I wish Larry Bird would say
the
N-word.
Yeah, but Larry Bird could say worse stuff to you to make you feel just as bad and burn you. And watch what I'm getting ready to do you and your family right now. Pow! That's a three-pointer. Good morning, y'all, with Dr. Jason Johnson. Good morning. Phone lines always do this. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, this is Sean from Baltimore.
All right. Why does he get through?
Hey, I want to say, man, I'm glad to be on here and talk to somebody educated finally. How you doing, Mr. Dr. Johnson?
That's good.
Yeah. I wish you could return the favor.
I'm educated.
He's gone.
He's gone. You hung up on him. You insult us and you call us, you idiot.
Right. Okay. All right. Hey, Dr. Johnson, man, it's really, really great having you on, man. I know there's going to be a lot of people who are going to disagree. If you guys want to disagree, feel free to email me. It's emailrusspar@gmail.com. We love your comments. We all don't think alike, which makes this such a beautiful world, you know. But anyway, Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for your time, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Love everybody.
All right, my end.